Sisters and friends,
我们一同来思想神的话的时候，盼望那赐人智慧和启示的灵可以带我们进入神话语的光中。
While we are reading God's word, and we hope the Holy Spirit will lead us into His understanding.
好，我们一起打开圣经。
And let's turn to the Bible.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1.
今天我的负担呢是来分享诗篇第一篇的第一节到第三节。
Today I have this burden to share with you about the book of Psalm chapter 1 to verse 1 to 3.
陈春华，我做了一个 PowerPoint， 应该用哪个？诗篇第一篇第一节到第三节。
Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
好，我们一起来读一遍。
Let's read together.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果，叶也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们谢谢你再次给我们机会一同来读你的话。
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity for us to read your word again.
因为我们深深地相信你的话就是光。
Because we truly believe that your word is the light.
你的话也是生命的粮。
And your word is the life.
要供应我们所需要的一切。
To provide us all what we need.
也指引我们前面的道路。
And to guide our way.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
We put the following time in your hand.
求圣灵带我们进入一切的真理。
May the Holy Spirit lead us into the truth.
越过人的软弱。
Surpass the human's weakness.
把你的话从天上丰丰富富地倾倒在我们的心中。
So that your word can be abundantly poured down from the heaven into our heart.
使我们可以更多地认识你。
So that we can know you more.
也可以更多地得着你。
And that we can obtain you more.
把一切的感谢、颂赞和荣耀都归给你。
We give all the thanks, glory, and praises to you.
因为你实在是配得。
Because you are worthy.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们大家都知道。
Everyone know.
诗篇呢，就像旧约圣经中的约伯记、箴言、雅歌还有传道书一样，是属于旧约当中的智慧书。
A book of Psalm is like the other books that belong to the wisdom book.
而诗篇呢，本身又是希伯来文学当中的诗歌的形式。
And the book of Psalm was written in Hebrew.
但是希伯来的诗歌呢，跟我们中国的诗歌或者诗词是不大一样。
But it's a little bit different with the Chinese Psalms.
它不是那么讲究形式上面的押韵或者工整。
They do not have this similar tone or style as the Chinese Psalms.
下来这一句陈佑可能不太好翻哈，就是在希伯来的诗歌中你找不到像李白的诗词那样，比方说
So it's not like in the Psalm you might not be able to find our poet 李白 who wrote in the way.
有一首诗词叫做朝辞白帝彩云间，千里江陵一日还，两岸猿声啼不住，轻舟已过万重山。你怎么翻？
No, you didn't let me prepare ahead of time. So it's a psalm written in Chinese by Li Bai, one of the famous poets, Chinese poet.
而诗歌来希伯来的诗歌在形式上呢，它更注重，比方说排比、重叠、递进以及呢问题或者这个提问。
But in the Hebrew way of writing the Psalms, they are mostly related to question and answer type.
在诗篇当中，我们知道一共有150篇。
And we know in the book of Psalms there is 150 chapters.
所以呢，作为150篇的起始，诗篇第一篇是非常非常重要。
So the first chapter is very important.
在整个诗篇当中有特殊的地位。
There is this special emphasis.
作为引言，诗篇第一篇当中，它包含着一个非常基本的信息。
As the introduction of the book of Psalm, it has this important message.
也是贯穿整个诗篇的两个彼此相关的主题。
And it also connects through the whole book of chapter, whole book of Psalms.
这两个主题就是义人蒙福。
And there are two topics that is connected. One is the blessed of the man.
罪人呢，则要沉沦。
And the sinners will be fallen.
它向我们陈明两种道路。
It shows us two ways.
就是义人的道路和罪人的道路。
One is the way for the righteous man, and one is the way for the sinners.
义人的道路是蒙福的，是喜乐的，是硕果累累的。
The way for the righteousness person is a blessed happiness.And fruitful.
而恶人的道路呢，则是遭受咒诅，不快乐，并且被审判。
But the way for the sinners is unhappy, and being judged.
所以这是一首智慧的诗，告诉我们蒙福的道路。
So this is a psalm full of wisdom to show us how to be blessed.
所以他一开始就是说何等，一开始其实他是说哈，这人变为有福，或者说。看啊，何等有福的一个人。
So in the beginning it says here, blessed is the man, or behold, how blessed is the man.
虽然我们中文翻译的时候看不出来，中文是说，一直要到，第二节的最后才说这人变为有福。
In the Chinese Bible, not the first sentence it says about the blessing, but the second verse at the end, then it mentions about blessings.
其实在原文当中，一开始就是说，看啊，何等有福的一个人 ，blessed is the man.
But in the original text, the first verse, the first sentence is mentioning about, behold, blessed is the man.
而且呢，这里用的是一个惊叹号。
And then also here it has this exclamation mark.
要让我们看，看啊。
And it says, behold,
多么有福的一个人。
How blessed is this man?
而且这个福呢，这个福气还是多数的。
And this blessings is a plural tense.
就特别强调说，这个福气是非常非常大的福气。
So it emphasizes how big is this blessing.
然后告诉我们说，我们如何能够得到这个福气。
And then it tells us that how we can gain this type of blessings.
那么首先我们要得到福气，要知道我们要避免什么。
So the first thing to be receiving these blessings is the first thing how to avoid doing something wrong.
诗篇的作者在这里告诉我们说，我们所要避免的可以用三步来把它总结起来。
There are three steps that the person who wrote this psalm mentioned.
Not three steps, three notes.
There are three notes mentioned to us that we have to do.
就是所谓的三步政策。
The three notes that you have.To follow.
就是呢，不从恶人的计谋。
First is does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
不占罪人的道路。
Stand in the way of sinners.
以及呢，不坐亵慢人的座位。
And do not sit in the seat of mockers.
这里说到有三种人。
There are three types of people here.
同时呢，其实也告诉我们三种对待神的态度。
And it also mentioned to us the three types of attitude we should be facing God.
所谓的恶人。
What is called wicked?
不一定呢，是一批作恶多端的人。
It might not be the person who does all evil things.
而是那些不认识神、远离神、凡事与神无关、仿佛呢神不存在的。
But it is actually referring to the people who ignore God, disregard God, or say God does not exist.
诗篇的作者第十篇的作者告诉我们说哈，他说恶人面带骄傲，说耶和华必不追究，他一切所想的都以为没有神。
In the book of Psalm chapter 10.It says, well, verse 4, in his pride the wicked does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God.
所以什么是恶人呢?
So what is the meaning of wicked?
恶人呢就是不认识神的人。
Wicked is the person who has no room for God.
所以呢，他们所做的一切都是以他们自己的意志、爱好和感情来决定的。
So they do everything according to their own thought, their habit, and their own mind.
那么在圣经当中最典型的就是那些不认识神的外邦人。
And in the Bible, it mentioned about this type of people referred to as pagans.
那么什么是罪人？
So what is sinners?
罪人呢？其实就是背离神，违背自己的良心。他们的良心像铁烙过一般，他们明明知道神的律法，却明知故犯的一群人。
Sinners are the people who work against their own consciences. Even though they know the law of the God, they disobey it.
他们不但自己犯罪，
Not only they sin,
而且呢，也喜好别人跟他们一样。
But they like people to sin with them.
走一条背离神的道路。
To walk on a way against God.
就像在罗马书第二章保罗所告诉我们的那样。
Just like in the book of Romans, chapter 2.
第二章第十七节开始。
Verse 17.
说你称为犹太人又依靠律法且指着神夸口。
Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and brag about your relationship to God,
既从律法中受了教训，就晓得神的旨意，也能分别是非。
If you know His will and approve of what is superior, because you are instructed by the law.
这些犹太人，他们知道神的律法。
This Jew, they understand the law of God.
他们晓得神的旨意。
They know the will of God.
但问题是，他们不照着去行。
But the problem is they don't follow it.
圣经罗马书继续说哈，你既是教训别人，还不教导自己吗？
And then continue to say, if you convince that you are a guide for the blind, oh, I'm sorry, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of infants, because you have in law.
He said, 你既然在律法上有知识和真理的模范，你既教导别人，还不教导自己吗？
So if you are the instructor of the law, would you not?Follow the law yourself.
你说别人不可偷窃，自己还偷窃吗？
If you say you cannot steal, do you steal?
你说人不可奸淫，自己还奸淫吗？
You who say the people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery?
你厌恶偶像，自己还偷窃庙中之物吗？
You who abhor idols, do you rob temples?
你指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法，玷污神吗？
You who brag about the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law?
这是罪人。
This is sinner.
他们知道神。
They know God.
他们知道神的律法。
They know the law.
他们知道神的旨意。
They know the will of God.
但是因着他们的悖逆。
But because of their rebellious.
他们不遵守。
They do not obey.
他们走自己的道路。
They walk on their own way.
他们站在罪人的道路上。
They are walking in a sinner's way.
这是对待神的另外一种态度。
This is the attitude against God.
亵慢人。
And the other one is blasphemy.
他们乃是反对神、抵挡神、亵渎圣灵的人。
The mocker, they are the one who fight against God.
那么在主耶稣的时代。
In the time of Jesus.
这一批人就是那些在宗教里面以法利赛人、以文士、以祭司长为代表。
These are represented by the Pharisees.The teachers,
他们当看到主耶稣医病赶鬼的时候
，When they saw Jesus heal the sickness and cast the demons,
他们说什么呢
？What did they say？
他们说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
They said he was getting the power from the demons.
这是一群亵渎圣灵的人。
These are the people who blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
他们是在宗教里面坐在高位上受人尊敬的人。
They are sitting in this high status in the religion.
但是却是这帮人把我们的主钉在十字架上。
But they are the same group of people who nail our Christ Jesus on the cross.
当主的门徒传福音的时候
，When the Lord's disciples preach the gospel,
最大的逼迫就是来自这一批人。
The biggest persecution came from this group of people.
这又是一种对待神的态度。
So this is another type of attitude towards God.
诗篇告诉我们说。
And the book of Psalm told us,
我们若要成为一个蒙福的人
if we want to be a blessed person,
我们不能 从恶人的计谋。
Then we cannot follow the sinner's plan.
我们不能站罪人的道路。
And we cannot walk the sinner's path.
我们不能做亵慢人的座位。
And we cannot sit on the mockers.
好，这是第一节。
This is the first verse.
第二节一开始说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法。
The second verse says, but his delight is the law of the Lord.
这里面有一个字叫做唯。
And here is the one word that says only.
这个字很重要。
This is an important word.
因为这里是一个转折。
Because here is the turning point.
这里强调突出了另外一种人生的道路。
Here it points out a different type of life.
或者让我们看到另外一种人。
Or let us see a different type of people.
也就是在罪人、恶人以及亵慢人的反面，不是另外三种人，乃是呢一种人。
So that is the opposite of the wicked, sinner, and mocker.
这一种人叫做义人。
And this type of person is the righteous man.
这里面说唯喜爱耶和华的律法。
Here it says, but he delight is the law of the Lord.
那原文的次序跟这又有一点不一样。
And the original text a little bit different. Also.
原文的律法是说，唯有耶和华的律法是他的喜爱。
In the original text, it mentioned that only the law of the Lord is his only delight.
特别强调神的律法。
It emphasized the law of the Lord.
或者呢，神的话。
Or the word.
其次才是我们对于神的话的态度。
And the second comes our preferences to his word.
神的话是什么？
What is God's word?
神的话是神把他自己启示给我们。
God's word is the word that revealed to us.
它是生命的粮。
Is the life.
是我们声音，是供应我们生命的源头。
Is the origin of providing our life.
难怪诗篇的作者在另外一个地方告诉我们说。
And therefore the poetry told us in another book in the book of Psalm.
说耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。
It mentioned about that the law of the God is clear.
耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。第十九篇，诗篇十九篇第九节第十节。
Chapter 9, verse 10. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb.
这是第十节，就是说耶和华的。神的话比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。
The verse 10 mentioned that they are more precious than gold, than more pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb.
所以在这里我们也看到这诗歌的特点哈，有重叠，有递进，有对比。
And so that we can see the characteristics of the language that they have the comparison.
正因为神的话这么宝贵，所以呢，我们要喜爱。
And because how precious the God's word is, so we should be delighted in it.
这个喜爱不是一般的喜爱。
This type of delightness is not the regular liking it.
这个喜爱呢是爱慕爱恋的意思。
And this type of liking is about admiring it or adoring it.
在圣经，在旧约圣经中，就是神对以色列民的那个爱。
In the Old Testament, it referred to the same type of love that God had to his people.
在新约当中呢，则是神对教会基督心腹的爱是同一个爱。
In the New Testament, it referred to the how God loved his new bride, how God loved the church. It's the same love.
就好像神的话乃是神给我们的情书一样的爱。
So God's word is like a love letter to us.
因为神的话这么宝贵，这么重要。
And because how precious God's word is.
所以我们对神话的态度就决定了我们是否在他面前是一个蒙恩的人。
So our attitude towards his word decided whether we are a blessing person or not.
什么样的人是蒙恩的呢？
What type of people will receive the blessing?
就是爱慕神话语的人。
That is the people who desire his word.
爱到什么程度呢？
Love to which point?
爱到昼夜思想。
Love to a point that you will think about it day and night.
就是你时不时的就想到了。
That is, you would think about it, you would meditate it all the time.
当学生的时候。
When I'm a student.
好不容易买了一辆车。
It's not easy, but I bought a car.
我不知道有多少人哈，第一天
买了车之后半夜常常睡不着起来趴窗户往窗户下边看看你那车还在不在。
I don't know how many of you did the same thing with your first car that in the middle of the night you would get up and look out the window to see if your car is still there.
是不是一会儿看一趟一会儿看一趟。
And you will just peek and see if it's still there all the time.
生怕你那个车不见了。
You will be afraid that it got stolen.
这有点像昼夜思想的意思。
This is another comparison to meditate day and night.
我们对神的话要爱到这样一个程度。
We have to desire His word to this point.
要昼夜思想。
That you will meditate day and night.
如何的思想呢
？How do you meditate it?
就有一点像牛啊吃草一样。
It's like a cow chewing grass.
我们知道牛和羊是很特别的动物。
We know the cow and sheep are different type of animals.
牛它的胃啊。分成四个部分。
The stomach of a cow is divided into four sections.
所以它吃草呢是分成两步吃。
So when they eat grass, they have to separate it into two steps.
一开始吃的时候呢，有一点狼吞虎咽，呼噜呼噜呼噜全吃进去。
The first step is just eat it into a stomach.
吃进去之后呢，就初步的消化一下。
And then eat into one of the compartments that it will have the initial digestion.
然后过一段时间，它再趴下来。
And then after a while, the cow will lie down.
把吃进去的东西呢，再吐出来。
And then it will vomit out what it has eaten before.
然后呢，再咀嚼一遍，这叫倒嚼，是吧
？And then it will chew again.
这样呢，最后把它消化掉。
And then eventually digest it.
我们读神的话。
And when we read God's word,
常常也是需要这样两步。
We always should have the same similar steps, two steps.
我们先读神的话。
We first read God's word.
把神的话记住。
Remember it.
最好是能够背诵下来。
To recite it.
特别是我们记性好的时候。
And when we have good memory.
25岁以下或者30岁之下。
Below 25 or below 30 years
趁着你的记性还很好的时候
When you still have this good memory
我们把神的话大段大段的背诵下来
Memorize it as much as you could
记在我们的脑袋里
Memorize it into your mind
那记性不好也没有关系
If you don't have good memory
到了我这个年纪
At my age
我们可以一句一句的背下来
We can memorize it verse by verse
这就是第一步
This is the first step
好吧，我们可不可以把诗篇第一篇的第一节到第三节我们背一下
Shall we try to memorize
可以吗
The book of Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 to 3
好我们一起来背不从恶人的计谋不占罪人的道路不做亵慢人的座位唯喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想这人变为有福他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁按时候结果子叶子也不枯干凡他所做的尽都顺利如果你背不下来的话你要向叶伯伯学习
If you can't memorize it you have to ask Brother Ye
Learn from him
To learn from him
那我们把神的话背下来还不够
And not only to memorize.
这只是初步的。
That's just the first step.
接下来呢，我们每当有时间的时候，我们要默想神的话。
Afterwards, every chance that we have, we should meditate.
在默想当中，求圣灵光照我们。
When we are meditating, we have to ask for the Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
所谓默想，就是揣摩明白神话语、圣经里面的意思。
And what is the meaning of meditate? It's trying to understand, it's trying to digest what is the meaning.
我们要常常想神借着这一段话要向我们启示什么东西。
We always have to think why, what God wants to enlighten us through this verse.
以及怎样呢?以及何时把这些话应用在我们生命里面，应用在我们生活当中。
And later on, how and when, and by chance, how this word can apply to our life.
以及呢，这就成为我们生活中的一个习惯。
And then it will become our habit.
只要有可能，只要有时间，神的话就在我们的脑袋里面默想。
And then whenever there is time, whenever there is chance, the words will meditate in our mind constantly.
成为我们生活中一种习惯了。
And become our habit in our life.
你知道我们都有很多习惯，对不对
？You know we have a lot of habits.
有时候我们很喜欢吃，所以每到一个地方，对不对？一塞到档之后，所做的第一件事就是找哪里有好的餐馆。
You know we like to eat, so every time that we go to a new place, we are looking for a new restaurant to eat.
这也是一种习惯。
This is our habit.
我们要让默想神的话也成为我们生命中的一种习惯。
We want to make this, this step, meditation of God's word, become our habit in our life.
只要有时间。
As long as there's time.
五分钟，十分钟。
Five minutes, ten minutes.
我们就把我们所记下来的神的话拿出来。
We will bring out and meditate the word that we memorized.
结果怎么样呢
？And what's the result?
结果我们就成为一个有福的人。
Then we become a blessed person.
诗篇非常美的地方
And the beauty of the book of Psalms
就是告诉我们说当他跟我们描述一个有福的人的时候不是用枯燥的词汇来告诉我们他如何如何有福
It's not using some boring words to tell us how blessing is a person
或者很抽象的话
Or some subjective word
而是非常生动的打了一个比喻
But it has this parables
这个比喻就是那棵树
is using a plant
是一棵栽在一个有福的人哈就像一棵树栽在溪水旁
A blessed person is like a tree planted by stream of water
那我读到这儿的时候
When I read to this verse
我就在想这个比喻太好
I'm thinking that this is such a good parable
因为他没有说像一棵草栽在溪水旁
Because it doesn't say like a grass grow next to the stream
而是说像一棵树
But it says like a tree
因为我们可以做一个比较
Because then we can do a comparison
啊，比较树和草有什么不一样
Comparing the difference between tree and grass
其实树跟草有很多相像的地方对吧
Tree and grass has similar things
比如说都有根
For example, they have roots.
树有树根，草有草根。
And there's tree roots and there's grass roots.
但是呢，很不一样。
But it's very different.
讲到树根的时候，圣经里面啊，都是讲到呢，我们内在的生命。树根是看不见的。
You can't see the tree root. And when Bible refers to the tree roots, it's something referring to our inner person.
草也有根。
And grass has roots.
但是很浅。
But very shallow.
所以日头一晒就枯干了。
So when the sun shines on it with heat, it withers.
轻轻一薅就薅出来了。
And if you lightly pull, it will pull up.
但是树根则不同。
But tree roots is different.
树根深深地扎在地里面。
Tree roots deeply grow into the land.
既可以吸收许多的水分和养分，也可以保存水分和养分。
It can absorb water from the land, and it can also store the water.
可以供应树干、树枝和果实的需要。
And then it can later on supply to the branches and the fruits and leaves.
当一个树深深地扎根在溪水旁的时候
，So when a tree truly stabilizes itself in the soil next to the streams.
这棵树就可以经受各样的风雨的考验。
Then the tree can experience all the wind and rain.
所以无论一个什么样的大力士，恐怕都没有力量能够把树连根拔起。
So no matter how big or giant a person is, they might not be able to pull up a tree.
读过《水浒传》的人都知道有一个故事叫做“鲁智深倒拔垂杨柳”。
And if you read another Chinese stories, there is this person who pull up a tree.
但是当一棵树栽在溪水旁的时候
But when there is this tree planted by the streams,
是不可能有这种事的
Then it would be impossible.
树的根，因为树有根，所以呢，它就可以经受各种风雨的考验。
Because of the roots, this tree can experience all type of strong wind and rain.
一个在神话语里面的人
A person who is standing by God's word
就像这棵树有根一样
It's like a tree with roots.
虽然可以经历各样的患难
And then you can encounter any type of circumstances.
但是它可以站立得住
But he can still be standing.
那么树，我们看树的时候，树除了根之外，还有树干，对吧
？If we look at a tree, beside the roots, there is the branches.
草也有草茎，这个叫做草茎，对吧
？And the grass also have its own stem.
但是呢，草不能用来盖房子。
But you cannot use grass to build a house.
啊，这三只小猪里面有两只是用草盖房子，是不是？
There are in the three little pig story, one of the pig used straws to build house.
结果呢，如果我们用草木和谐来建造的话，
So if we build it with the straws,
我们知道将来是不能够经受火的考验。
Then we know that it cannot be put up with fire.
但是树则不同。
But the tree is different.
因为我们知道树可以成为圣殿的材料。
Because we know that tree was used to build temple.
在圣经中使用了76次的香柏树。
In the Bible, it mentioned about 76 times that they used the cedar.
它长成的时候高可以达40米。
That when it was fully grown, it can reach 40 meters.
直径呢可以达到 2.5 米。
And the diameters can reach 2.5 meters.
可以呢用来建造圣殿。
That it can be used to build temple.
一个栽在溪水旁的树，一个渴慕神话语的人。
A tree being planted on next to the streams, a person who desire word from the Lord.
神就可以用它成为建造教会的材料。
Then God can use them to build the temple.
我们再往下看，树除了根、除了干之外，它还可以结果。
And besides roots and the branches, it can also bear fruit.
草也可以开花，也可以结果。
The grass will give you flowers.
但是圣经怎么说呢？
But what did the Bible say?
彼得前书一章二十四节说，因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。一章二十四节，彼得前书。
In the book of First Peter, chapter 1, verse 24,For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall. But the word of the Lord stands forever.
但是树的果实却可以供应人的生命。
But the fruit of a tree can supply to human.
当初亚当和夏娃在伊甸园的时候。
In the beginning, when Eve and Adam was in this Garden of Eden.
他们吃什么呢？
What did they eat?
他们唯一的供应就是树上的果子。
The only supply they got is from the fruit of a tree.
所以一个栽在溪水旁的树。
So a tree growing beside a stream.
不但有坚固的根基。
Not only it has good foundation.
不但可以有可以成材的树干。
Not only it has this limb that can be used to build temple,
而且呢还可以有供应生命的果实。
But it also have this fruit to supply.
这样一棵树，
such a tree,
圣经说是栽在溪水旁。
The Bible says that this is a tree planted next to streams.
是栽在溪水旁的。
It was planted.
我们又可以跟草做一个比较。
Then we can compare to grass.
草是怎么长起来的呢？
How did grass grow?
是不过是一阵风把草种吹到地上，草就长起来了。
Grass,
是很随意的。
The grass seed was blown by the wind and start growing, so this is by casual.
但是树却不是这样。
But tree is different.
是栽在一个地方。
It was planted.
所以呢，这是神精心的安排和设计。
So this is the arrangement and designed by God.
表现出神他的慈爱和恩典。
To show that His grace and His love.
所以树呢，它可以从土壤当中来吸收养分。
So tree can absorb the nutrition from the soil.
而这个栽字。
And this plant.
更好的翻译。
The better translation.
其实是移植。
That would be trans.
Transplant 可以，但是更好的翻译是 transplant.
A plant is a good translation, but transplant I think will be better.
那么这个摘和移植又有一点不同。
But the difference between plant and transplant.
移植啊，就是把这棵树从一个地方，对不对？移到另外一个地方。
Transplant is moving a tree from one position, one place to another place.
到过我们家的人就知道蒙西很爱养花。
If you have come to my house before, you will know that my wife likes to plant.
那有的时候他要我帮忙。
Sometimes she will ask me for help.
把一颗花呢，从一个小盆里头搬到一个大盆子里。
To move a plant from a smaller pot to a bigger pot.
是可以有到更多的土壤啊，更多的供应，更多的水分。
So that it can get more soil and supplies and waters.
让那植物长得更好。
So that the plants can grow bigger.
那同样。
And the same thing.
神也是把我们啊，从一个地方。搬到另外一个地方。
God moved us from one place to another place.
因为我们生下来乃是在亚当里面。
Because when we were born, we are in the family of Adam.
但是神今天呢，把我们放在哪里呢？
But where did God transplant us to?
神把我们今天放到基督里面。
God transplanted us to under the Christ.
我们过去是在埃及法老的权势之下，在黑暗的国度里面。
In the past, we are in this darkness authority under the Pharaoh's Egyptian's rules.
今天神把我们带到迦南，带到他儿子光明的国度里面。
But God today brought us into the land of Canaan and the light of His Son.
我们过去呢是在恶人罪人的地位上。
In the past, we were under a wicked person, sinners.
神却使我们因信称义，如今呢，为他的名引导我走义路。
But today, because of our faith, and we can be called by righteousness by faith and being led by Him.
这就是摘的意思，或者这就是移植的意思。
And this is the meaning of transplant.
把我们移植到哪里去呢？
And where did he transplant us to?
可以说我们这棵树过去不是在溪水旁的。
We can say that we were not growing beside stream before.
但是今天神把我们移植栽在溪水旁。
But today God moved us, transplanted us next to streams.
当我们读到溪水旁的时候，
When we were reading this word streams,
让我们运用一点想象力。
Let us have some imagination.
这不是一条小河流。
It's not just a small brook.
也不是一条小溪。
It's not just a small stream.
其实更准确地说，这是什么呢？这是一条人工运河。
But it can be more accurate to be described it as a canal.
是人工的。
Being made by man.
我们有没有从河南来的？
Have you come? Anyone came from Henan?
从河南应该有几个吧，对不对
？Henan in China, we had a few.
啊，河南有，河南有一个临县，大家知不知道？临县一个 county.
There is a county in Henan, China.
大家都知道郑州哈，但大概不知道临县。几十年以前，临县其实是很出名的。
There is this county.
在六十年代。
County Lin is a very famous county.
因为临县人民呢，在极其艰苦的条件下，从太行山腰修建了一个引水工程，被外国人称为呢人工运河或者世界第八大奇迹。
Because they were under very much difficulties, and they built this canal to lead water, and even the foreigners call them one of the eight built by men.
这个人工天河就叫红旗渠。
And this canal has a name.
就是下边那张照片。
And the picture shows it.
红旗渠大家知道吧？听说过，对不对？这是什么呢？这就是一条人工的渠道。
This is a canal made by man.
啊，那其实呢，诗篇里面讲的说哈，把我们栽在溪水旁，那个溪水就是一个人工的河流。
The Bible here mentioned that the tree planted by the stream of water, and this stream is actually a man-made canal.
这个渠呢，而且还是复数的，就是说表明在这棵树的周围哈，不是一条渠，乃是好多好多的渠水。
And this streams is in plural that refer to many many streams.
告诉我们说这一切都是神的恩典。
And she shows us that all of these are by the grace of God.
是神的计划，神的安排，神的工作。
It's His plan, it's under His design, it's under His work.
神对我们的恩典，对我们的供应是极其的丰富。
The supply from the Lord is such abundant.
所以在这样的渠水旁边，我们从来不知缺乏。
So in under this, next to this, such a streams of water, we would never lack.
也是告诉我们说，
耶稣基督乃是我们生命的泉源。
And it can also refer to Christ Jesus as the life spring of life.
正如主耶稣在节日的末期所说，说人若渴了，就可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，要从他腹中流出活水的江河。
Just like Jesus told us that if you are thirsty, you can come to me and drink.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。
And this is referred to the people who are going to receive Holy Spirit.
这棵树的一切的供应都来自圣灵。
All the supply for this tree came from Holy Spirit.
这就是说，它要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And this is like a tree planted by the streams of water.
然后下面又说，按时候结果子。
And then it follows says, yield its fruit in season.
在圣经中的原则永远是先立根基，然后呢，自然的结果。
And then the principle of the Bible is always being purposely planted, and then it will be according to its time to bear fruit.
当一棵树栽在溪水旁，有神圣灵的话语的供应，圣灵的供应的时候，下一件事情自然的就是它要结果。
When a tree planted by the streams, it receives the Holy Spirit's supplies and God's word, then the next step that it will automatically bear fruit.
但是如何的结果？
But how?
是按时候结果。
That is according to its time.
这个按时候至少有两个意思。
There are two meanings to this according to its time.
首先告诉我们说，结果或者生命的成长是一个漫长的过程。
First, it tells us that to bear fruit and to grow is a slowly motion.
不是一朝一夕。
It didn't happen just in one night.
不是像草一样，下过一场雨之后就疯长。
It's not like grass after a rain, then it grow suddenly.
而是呢，踏踏实实，一步一个脚印的。
But it's very sturdily, one by one, step by step.
在自然当中，在自然界当中有一个规律。
And in the nature, there is this order.
或者一个自然的现象，就是呢，长得快，凋谢的也快。
That is, this natural sequences. If you grow fast, you wither fast.
在属灵的里面，虽然这不是一个规律，但是也是一个很普遍的现象。
In the Holy Spirit world, even though this is not a definite order, but it has a sign of it.
一个人的属灵的生命。
A spiritual life of a person.
不是一朝一夕的。
It's not built in the night.
是要有早上有晚上。
It has day and night.
这才算一天。
Then it counted as one day.
我们的属灵生命是这样一天一天的成长。
Our spiritual life grows day by day.
一定要经过夜晚。
It has to go through night.
要经过试炼。
It has to go through train.
要经过困难。
It has to go through difficulties.
这个生命才扎实。
Then this life will become strong.
在属灵的生命里面没有捷径，没有速成。
In the spiritual life, there is no shortcut.
在神能够使用摩西把以色列人带出埃及之前，
Before God can use Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt,
他要有40年在旷野牧羊的经历。
He had this experience of 40 years as a shepherd.
同样，保罗信主之后，
And in the same way, after Paul became Christian,
他在旷野隐藏了10年。
He was hidden in the desert for 10 years.
然后呢，神才可以大大的使用。
Then God can use him.
这是按时候。
This is according to his time.
它还有另外一层意思。
And there is another meaning.
就是告诉我们，虽然这个时间缓慢。
That is telling us that even this is a slow process.
但是呢，却是有规律，不间断的。
But it has the order and sequence which is non-stop.
神定下时间。
God has the time on it.
时候一到就会结果。
When the time comes, fruit will bear.
不间断的结果。
Continuously.
虽然是慢慢的。
Even though it's slowly.
但是却一直会结果。
But you will have fruit continuously.
不像昙花一现。
It's not like flowers.
也不像铁树要千年才开一次花。
It's not like this type of plants that will only open flowers once in 10 years.
在神的栽种浇灌供应保守和修剪之下，
Under God's care, watering and trimming,
这棵树到时候就要结果子。
This tree will bear fruit according to its time.
而且诗篇里面讲到这个果子跟加拉太书
第五章二十二节二十三节所讲圣灵所结的果子一样都是单数的。
And over here is mentioned about the fruit. It's the same as the book of Galatians chapter 5. The fruit is a singular number.
所以再用我们的想象力的话，你会发现这棵树非常的奇特。
And then if you continue to use your imagination, you will see that this is a special tree.
它的周围有许多的渠水。
It has so much water around it.
然后这棵树上呢有一个果子。
And this tree has one fruit.
就是一个果子。
Just one fruit.
但是你仔细看这个果子的时候。
But when you look at it carefully.
它有许多美丽的特性。
It has a lot of beauty.
用加拉太书的话讲。
Using the word from the book of Galatians.
就是仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制。
Which is the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这就讲到我们的生命被神改变之后。
That talk about the life being changed after God.
就形成了这些美丽的品格和性情。
Then it formed this type of fruit.
这样的果实。
Such a fruit.
是出于圣灵的。
It came out of the Spirit.
这样的果实是彰显神生命的美丽。
This type of fruit.Reveal God's beauty.
是我们在这个世界上最好的见证。
This is the best testimony on this word.
好了，讲完结果子之后。
And after we talk about fruit.
我们再来看这棵树的时候。
Let's look back to this tree.
还有一个奇特的特性。
There is this characteristics.
就是叫它的叶子不会枯干。
That is the leaves. It's mentioned that the leaf would not wither.
说哪里有这样的树呢
Where can you find a tree like that?
就是一般的树呢都是春天发芽夏天长叶秋天结果然后冬天呢叶子就要凋零
Most of the trees bloom in the springtime and then growth leaves in the summertime and bear fruit in the autumn and then wither in the winter.
但是这棵树非常的特别
But this tree is special.
无论是春夏秋冬
No matter what season.
也无论是寒风烈日
And no matter if it's a strong wind or heat, sunshine.
即使是冰天雪地
Even in the snow, icy season.
就算下两尺的雪
Even with 2 feet of snow.
有一棵树
There is this tree.
它叶子从来不会枯干
The leaves never wither.
永远是葱葱郁郁枝繁叶茂
It's always blooming
彰显着生命的大能
It reveals the life
当我思想这一句的时候
When I am meditating about this
说实话我其实就卡在这儿了
I was stuck with this actually
叶子是什么意思
What is the meaning of leaves?
我们知道果实对不对？是生命成熟的表现。
We know that fruit represents the maturity of a life.
叶子有什么用呢
？And what is the usage of leaves?
后来我看有一篇文章说。
And then I was reading an article.
说这个叶子不枯干呢，就指我们生命的坚强和忍耐，在各种环境中都能保持强壮的生命力。
When the leaves never wither, it refers to our life being strong, that under no matter what type of circumstances, we are still being strong.
也许叶子本身没有什么属灵的意义。
Maybe leaves doesn't have any spiritual meaning to it.
但是它却彰显出生命的大能。
But it reveals the life.
这个解释蛮好的。
This is a good explanation to me.
但是我也有一点自己的体会。
But I also have my own experience.
你想一棵树啊要是有叶子的话如果有很多很多叶子的话
I'm thinking that if a tree has many many leaves
是不是在天热的时候啊可以使人可以乘凉呢
That maybe during the hot summer it can give shade to people
我们不是说树大好乘凉吗
We also have an idiom saying that the big tree can give shade to people
也许这里面是告诉我们说当我们一个人生命成熟了我们生命像神的时候我们也可以成为别人的帮助和祝福可以给别人提供阴凉
So maybe it refers to when we have this grown life with a lot of leaves we can provide to other people
这不但是我们自己的福气
Not only a blessing to ourselves
而且呢也成为别人的福气
They become other people's blessings
当我们能够帮助别人的时候
When we can help others
我们这个道路其实是福上
加福的道。
This is the way with blessings and blessings.
主耶稣说，施比受更有福。
And Lord Jesus says, to give is better than to receive.
一个成熟的生命。
A mature life.
一个茁壮的树。
A strong tree.
有许多的树叶的时候。
Has a lot of leaves.
是不是可以给许多的人带来荫庇之处？
Would it bring a lot of blessings to other people?
下面最后一句话。
And the last sentence.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Whatever he does prospers.
顺利的意思。
Prospers,
就是成功。
Meaning success.
就是达到目的。
To achieve.
再说的白一点。
Make it more frank.
就是心想事成。
That is whatever you think you attained.
你说一个蒙福的人。
A person who is blessed.
义人的道路。
A righteous man's way.
尽都顺利。
Is always prosperous.
而且说凡他所做的。
And it even says whatever he does.
Whatever.
Whatever.
每一件事情。
Everything.
他所做的每一件事情都会成功。
Everything he does, he will succeed.
信主一年以上的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters who believe in the Lord for more than a year.
这句话真不真实？
Is this sentence true to you?
你所做的每一件事情都成功吗？
Everything you do, do you succeed?
我们的经验是什么？
What is your experience?
不是这么一回事，对不对？
Sometimes it didn't happen.
我们失败常常比成功的多。
We fail more than we succeed.
我们心想不成的事比心想事成的多。
What we think not to succeed is more than what we think to have success.
那难道是这句话说错了吗？
So does it mean this sentence is wrong?
当然不是。
Of course not.
我们来思想这句话的时候，或者思想圣经中每一句话的时候，
When we meditate on this sentence,
我们一定要知道这句话指的是什么。
We have to understand where this verse referred to.
我们不能光从一句话或者从一个字面上来理解。
We cannot just take the word out of the context.
在新约圣经里面。
In the New Testament.
其实主耶稣也说过类似的话。
And Jesus Christ has said a similar thing.
而且还不止一次。
Not only once.
比方说在路加福音第十一章第九到十三节。
In the book of Luke, chapter 9.
主耶稣说什么呢？
What did Jesus say?
主说我又告诉你们，你们祈求了就给你们。
It says whatever you ask I'll give you.
寻找的就寻见。
The one who seek will find.
叩门的就给你们开门。
The one who knock will have the door open.
因为所祈求的就得着。
Because the one who pray will receive.
寻找的就寻见。
The one who seek will find.
叩门的就给你们开门。
The one who knock will have the door opened for them.
这不是一个意思吗？
Isn't that the same meaning?
对不对？凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Whatever he does prospers.
凡他祈求的都得着。
Whatever he asks for, he will receive.
寻找的就寻见。
When he seek, he will find.
叩门的就开门。
When he knock, the door will be opened for him.
我们再往下读就好了。我们读圣经哈，一定要看上下文，不要读到一个地方你喜欢，好，就这儿了，就这么多了。
When we read Bible verses, we have to look at the previous text and afterwards text, and do not stop at the verse that you like.
主耶稣下来说什么呢？
And what did Jesus Christ continue to say?
主耶稣说，你们虽然不好，
Lord said, even though you are not good,
尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，
but you still know that to bring the good thing to your children.
何况天父，
and how about God the Father, Heavenly Father?
岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Wouldn't he give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it?
这告诉我们什么呢？
And what did this tell us?
当我们向他祈求圣灵的时候，
When we ask him for the Holy Spirit,
当我们寻求主的时候，
When we seek God,
当我们向主叩门的时候，
When we knock on the door, on Lord's door,
神必要赐给我们。
God will give us.
而不是说当我们去大西洋城的时候。
It's not meaning that when we go to the Atlantic City.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Whatever he does prospers.
这里是说 天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Here it refers to the Heavenly Father that He would give the Holy Spirit to them.
当我们向神所求的是神自己的时候，
When we are asking from God about Him,
神就把他自己丰丰富富的天上各样属灵的福气毫无保留的赐给我们。
Then He will supply us all what He has from the heaven.
诗篇怎么说？
What the book of Psalms says.
他说你是我杯中的份。
That you are in my cup.
我的好处不在耶和华以外。
My goodness is not outside of Jehovah.
因为神乃是要把最好的赐给我们。
Because God wanted to give us the best.
谁是最好的？
And what is best?
什么是最好的？
What is best?
神自己是最好的。
God himself is the best.
神给我们的东西是最好的。
What God gave us is the best.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Whatever he does prospers.
当一棵树栽在溪水旁，
When a tree is planted by the streams.
当他每天得到神自己供应的时候，
When it receives the provisions from God directly.
当他每天饱享神恩典的时候，
When it receives graces every day from God.
他还会去求地上的事物吗？
Do you think it will ask for anything else from the world?
他的手永远是向天敞开的。
His hand is always open to the heaven.
他所要得到的供应永远是要从天上来的。
The thing that he wants to receive is always coming from heaven.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Whatever he does prospers.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May Lord bless his own word.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
Lord, 我们向你承认我们人是何等的渺小，何等的有限。
Lord, we admit to you that how small we are and how limited we are.
我们对你的认识又是何等的有限，何等的苍白。
And our knowledge to you is also limited.
我们的话更是有限。
And our word is even more limited.
主，我们向你所求的，
What we ask from you.
就是主你自己把光赐给我们。
That is from you to enlighten us.
让我们在光里面可以认识你。
So that we can know you in the light.
我们因着认识你。
And when we know you.
我们就更渴慕你的话。
Then we can desire your word more.
主啊，我们就想要明白你的话。
Then we would have this desire to understand your word.
主，我们就要常常思想你的话。
Lord, we want to meditate your word day and night.
使这些话在我们心里成为我们生命的供应。
So that these words become the supply in our life.
可以改变我们。
Can change us.
可以建造我们。
Can build us.
使我们可以成为你何用的器皿。
So that we can be used by you.
可以彰显出你自己的生命和荣耀。
So that we can reveal your glory and your life.
我们把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give all the glory and praises to you.
谢谢你这样爱我们。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你把你自己丰丰富富的启示给我们。
Thank you for revealing to us abundantly.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and praises to you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.